Each year we choose a theme, and this year the theme is "And God Said," language, word care, and radical discipleship. As the board of the Ecclesia Project was trying to set the direction for its work, two important things transpired. One of those was that Sharon Huey said, "I'm a pastor, I stand in front of my people on some Sunday mornings, and I think to myself, there is so much need, there is so much that needs to happen here, and words are all I have." And part of Sharon's challenge to us was to see how care with words and care for words, how learning to recognize the gift of words that God has given us, is that we already have everything we need. We have all that we need and more. And so our conference theme this year is language, word care, and radical discipleship, as we learn to be stewards of words that God has given us, words like creation and Christ and church, and to recognize all that those words do as well as all that they mean. Toward that end, there was a second influence that led us to choose language, word care, and radical discipleship as a theme for this conference. And it is the fact that Stan Hauerwas is turning 70. And he had been a key influence on many people who came together to begin the work of the Ecclesia Project. And he has been for us a gift and a friend who has offered to us resources for struggling with the truth of the gospel. And we thought that it would be fitting to honor him by choosing as our focus for this gathering something that he has taught us a good deal about, and that is language, its power, its reality as a gift. Toward that end, as we were moving toward this gathering, Stan Wilson called me and said, "Brent, I've got an idea." And it was such a good idea, I said, "Stan, if you can make it happen, let's do it." And Stan recruited Kyle Childress, and the two of them did make it happen. And so I'd like them to come and present to you all what they have made happen.
Well, I hate to correct Brent in front of everybody, but I didn't come up with this idea. I don't know who, somebody here may have come up with this really good idea, which was to have as a companion piece to our work here a new pamphlet in the Ecclesia Project series on word care, asking pastors and lay people to respond to this prompt. What is the most important thing we learned from Hauerwas about language? How has his teaching about careful, accurate language directed to God transformed our vision and transformed the landscapes of our own ministries and callings? And so I didn't come up with that idea, but when Brent called, I readily said yes. And Kyle readily said yes, even though we had no idea how to edit anything. And we were just glad to do it because we wanted to honor and recognize a teacher who believes in pastors and who has believed in us and who's encouraged us to be pastors who have confidence in our calling and confidence in the Word. So we're deeply grateful for Professor Hauerwas and his gift to us and his long time encouragement and friendship to us. When we called these other contributors, one thing we had to say was to remember this is not about Stanley. You don't necessarily have to fill it with colorful stories about Stanley, of which there are apparently many. This was going to be about God and about the church and about how he has taught us to speak in a careful way so that we can recognize and see these realities. These contributors understood because they had also been taught well. So I want to thank all the contributors who quickly said yes and had such a good time putting this together. I want to thank Jim Tedrick for helping us get it together and so quickly saying yes. I want to thank Jane Childress, Kyle's wife, who edited it in a way that we couldn't. And we want to thank Stanley.
I first started reading Stanley when I was a brand new pastor, so I was learning how to pastor, how to preach, and how to read Stanley Hauerwas at the same time. Stanley, you taught me how to go to manuscript preaching. I was single. I was driving through Dallas-Fort Worth traffic most every day, and I had lapsed into lots of rough language, cussing the traffic. And, of course, the way I was raised, the way you preached, you had an index card, if at all, anything else. You had an index card, and I was preaching one day, and I got up and was talking about pride, and I said, "There's nothing wrong with us but damn pride." Well, that was really powerful, except I didn't mean to say the word damn. It just came out. And everybody in this country church in Texas sort of got, you know, big eyes, and they were looking at me, and I said, "That's right, damn pride. It'll send you to hell, you know." I got over that. I covered that okay. But then about 3 weeks later, I was preaching, and all of a sudden the word shit got right here. And I caught it before it came out. But I knew there's no recovery from that in a Baptist pulpit. Now, at the same time, I was reading Stanley, and I knew he was teaching me to pay attention to language and care about words and be careful and be precise. And that's about the same time I switched to manuscript preaching. Stanley, if you'll come up here, we'd like to present this to you. Thank you for all you've taught us. This is from pastors and lay people. It's their testimonies. And I think we all can just thank him again.
God really knows how to humble you when you have to take a gift from two Southern Baptist pastors. But I'm deeply honored because you love me. Thank you.
Amen.
I think it would be a joy if these authors, you've just seen our author editors, Stan and Kyle, but Ginny Williams is on her way and will be here soon. Have Michael Golker and Kent McDougall arrived yet? Randy Cooper, just stand up. Mike Bowling. Jesse Larkins is not here, so we'll just have Joel stand in her. I know. Jim McCoy. Roy Terry, not here. Stan Wilson, you've seen. Nancy Bullock. John Varden. John McFadden. Rodney Clapp. And Brian Volk. this will be rich reading for all of us. And though I invite you not to do the reading during the worship service and the sermon, but it, Sharon, I thought you were in here. No, okay. The existence of this in some ways bears testimony to what the Ecclesia Project tries to be about, which is the claim that theological education makes a difference in local churches. And so rather than the sort of professorial talking heads putting a little pamphlet together that says, yeah, our teacher was right and that's why we're teachers too, we thought we'd have pastors and laypersons who have living discipleship day by day in local churches to do that as well. Which is not to say that we don't bring some professors in. Our three plenary speakers, Steve Long, Barry Harvey, Deborah Dean Murphy, today, tomorrow, and Thursday. And our workshop leaders, which involve, for the most part, pairings of scholars and pastors. We'll introduce our workshop leaders tomorrow, and we'll introduce each plenary speaker at the beginning of their plenary. We will also give a bit of information tomorrow about the roundtable. As we transition